listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that is like off the hook and through the looking glass of talk radio. Joining us for another hour here, or a couple of segments anyway, Gerald Wilson has graciously agreed to remain with us because we're talking about something that is, as I said at the beginning of last hour, the story, it won't go, not that I want it to go away. The fact is, people are fascinated by Tiger Woods. They're fascinated by his career, the success that he's had, the man that he is. We're looking at all kinds of success stories in our country that are unprecedented. And I say that, yes, from the standpoint of race. This is the single most successful black golfer in history. And not only is he a successful black golfer, this guy is the single most successful golfer in history. He has blown away the legends of the game. And joining me again is Gerald Fisher, and you've made some statements, Gerald, that have been interpreted as highly explosive by our listeners. You said that he has been, quote, cyber fire hosed, that he has been, quote, he's had a cyber German shepherd set upon him. You're saying that he was forced out, that he didn't do this willingly. And you even went so far as to say that this has something to do with the PGA commissioner and the advertisers. Why can't this just be because this guy screwed up? The image of the family man with the wife and the kids is not true, and that's why he's leaving. He's voluntarily leaving because his reputation's taking a hit.
Phil, as I have said to you on your program, and I've tried to say this to your listener, it has got nothing to do with golf.
But the advertiser thing.
It had nothing to do with golf. Golfers are men primarily. They love to have a cocktail. They love to talk all the stories and everything. Golfers are some of the most, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school. I think every golfer would know this. Golfers are some of the most sexually promiscuous individuals there are. If you think Tiger Woods is the only one that has a few ladies on the side on a PGA tour, you're fooling yourself. And then, on top of everything else, people are trying to tell me it's got nothing to do with race. Of course it has everything to do with race when you take into account what Timothy Fincham has done. And
You keep saying that Timothy Fincham forced Tiger Woods to wear lime green, which is a color that black men don't...
Black golfers don't like to wear lime green, because it's bad luck.
And what is that about?
It's just some of the black golfers don't want to wear lime green. And Fincham said, Tiger, why don't you go out and wear lime green? Tiger's not going to say anything. He's a young golfer. He wants to stay. He wants to keep his car, his tour car, good. So he goes out in a lime green looking shirt, embarrass himself, embarrass his race. And then we have Fuzzy Zeller. Now, you know what Fuzzy Zeller said. People try to tell me in racism. I want you to listen here to this clip. This is Fuzzy Zeller talking about Tiger Woods having fried chicken.
He's doing quite well. Pretty impressive. Little boy's driving it well. He's putting well. He's doing everything it takes to win. So you know what you guys do when he gets in here? Pat him on the back, say congratulations, enjoy it, and tell him not to serve fried chicken next year. Got it. Right.
Yes. Or collard greens or whatever the hell they serve.
Look at that, our collard greens. You hear them racist Fuzzy Zeller, who gets away with a name like Fuzzy, which has some kind of sexual connotation, I'm not sure. And yet, people are saying I'm crazy, even though they got a racist named Fuzzy Zeller with his nickname that has something to do with genitalia, I don't know.
You're making a real leap there, man, I'll tell you that.
What, the Fuzzy Zeller racist?
No, the whole thing with his nickname, but I mean, Fuzzy Zeller apologized for that. Fuzzy Zeller.
Oh, I'm sure he did apologize. Of course he apologized. He's going to apologize. Why do you think he apologized? He apologized so that he can play in the Masters tournament again and be out on the golf course and be with all of his friends. You know, that's why he apologized.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Gerald Fisher, sports writer, on the voluntary withdrawal of Tiger Woods from golf for a while. Here is Charmaine in Hawaii. Charmaine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Gerald Fisher. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I have to say I'm very offended by your comments, Gerald Fisher. As a black woman, you cannot dismiss me. You cannot dismiss me by saying I'm Jewish or whatever. What he did is not, the issue with Tiger Woods is not about race. And people of all color get railroaded by the internet. But what you're saying I find offensive as a black person, if anything, it's embarrassing to me to sit here as a black woman and listen to you speak and make it a racial issue.
Well, what am I saying that is embarrassing? What am I saying that is embarrassing to you?
Yeah, maybe you need to replay what you've been talking about. I played Fuzzy Zeller. Other people
said,
racist,
let's have fried chicken.
You don't combat racism by being racist back. And I have to agree. You sound racist. You sound like a black racist. There are just as many black racist people as white racist people.
Fuzzy Zeller's a white man. He said, let's have collard greens and chicken and everything.
That is a racist remark, but that doesn't mean it's okay for you to make racist remarks on national radio. You make yourself sound like a fool. And you're embarrassing black people. You're embarrassing me as a black woman. It's embarrassing.
I'm not a black
woman.
I'm a black man. I'm a black man.
She should take you off there. Well, then, you know what?
You believe in censorship.
You have some dignity, Gerald Fisher, and if you want to defend his actions, which are reprehensible, I don't care what color he is.
I'm not defending his actions, ma'am. What you misunderstand me, I'm not defending his actions. What I am saying is...
He did not voluntarily
leave the PGA Tour. Black women never shut up.
Okay, now that's not necessary.
Black women always yak.
You don't listen. Yeah. You know,
you listen to the lady, will you?
She did not listen to me. I never said that the man is a... I never said he's a good man. I said he was forced off the tour. He did not voluntarily go.
You know what? I don't care if he was forced off or if he voluntarily went off.
Then you agree.
He needs to deal with his life. And when he gets it together, and when he is sorry, and when he deals with his personal life, I'm sure he'll be fine. He'll be able to come back and play golf and make, not like he ever has to work again anyways. You know, I was very proud of him. I never Google people, but I looked him up because I was very disappointed in his behavior.
I want to ask you,
I lost the respect for him, and you know, and I lost respect for you listening to you talk. And I really
I think it's very easy for a black woman who lives in Hawaii to speak the way you do. You live in Hawaii.
I was born in Hawaii.
What are you doing over there?
Wait a minute. What does that mean? What is she? What do you mean? What is she doing over there?
What is a black woman doing in Hawaii? I just that I can't feature that.
What are you talking about? Anything? See, look.
Barack Obama was raised in Hawaii.
Another comment, Gerald Fisher. You just made another comment that was black people should live only in black communities.
No. I'm just saying. I think it's interesting. Black folks are all of a sudden trying to get off the mainland. I mean, you're trying to get where?
What are you talking about, man? She lives in Hawaii.
You know what? You know, ma'am. All night on the air made any sense, and you just said something else that doesn't make any sense. I don't understand what you're talking about. So maybe if you're going to take time on national radio to speak your mind, maybe you should articulate and speak in a way that people can understand, and that makes sense because you have no logic in your thinking.
No, I mean, could I say one thing to you? Because I think I'd let you say. Could I say one thing to you?
Actually, Tiger Woods, more than anything
Tiger Woods,
else, I have to say that.
Yes, ma'am. Tiger Woods is getting cyber fire hosed by the whites, and as a black woman, you should be on his side as he rolls down a fairway with fire hose water on him.
I don't take anyone's
side. God almighty.
I'm not a black woman, and I didn't vote for Barack Obama.
Are you married to a white man?
No, because
Are you married to a white man?
I'm conservative because I'm a Christian and I believe in strong Christian values and I'm anti-abortion. I'm pro-life, and just like Sarah Palin, and people want to shut me up.
Yeah, all right. Okay? Now you're married to Tom Selleck. You're married to Tom Selleck.
Who cares who I married?
Yeah,
I can marry whoever.
Well, you're married a white man. You married a white man. That's fine. But while you're married to that white man.
What is that?
You got a brother that's getting fire hosed back into his Bentley.
A lot of my brothers are in jail, and also they're acting like Tiger Woods, running around and cheating on their wives. Do you blame black women that they marry white men? Do you?
Why are you selling out your brother and sister?
Black men are out there. So what? Women, black
women. That's a cruel thing to say. That is a cruel, and you call me racist. You call me racist.
Cruel.
Oh, that is a cruel. You are selling out your brothers and sisters, and you let Tiger Woods.
You say I'm racist because I didn't vote for Barack Obama. What has he done for?
Why have you allowed the PGA to tie?
Black people have the highest unemployment rate in the nation right now, and he has done nothing for his people. He's the most whitewashed president.
Talking about Obama. I'm talking about Barack Obama. Don't play golf. I'm talking about Tiger Woods.
Well, actually,
no,
Obama
I know,
does.
But I said I didn't.
I'm talking about Tiger Woods
for president. I don't vote for people because they're black. I don't like them because they're black or white or whatever.
Fuzzy Zeller tied Tiger Woods to a virtual whipping post.
That's fine.
He caught him running off the 15th green, and they tied him up on a whipping pole and beat him.
Oh, God.
There are white racist people there, but there's black racist people.
You notice all the lime green on TV? You notice that, don't you? All the lime green on TV?
All right.
That's one of the stupidest comments.
What did I?
Who cares what color people wear? What color?
No. It is humiliating for a black.
That's him talking about
No, ma'am. No, it is humiliating for a black man to wear lime green. You know that? You know it.
You're talking to an African American woman. She knows.
I'm telling this sister something she doesn't know because she's been living with that white man over on Hilo for so long.
Oh,
she's lost touch with her culture.
I have not.
Black men are humiliated by the Irish because they make them wear lime green.
Don't tell me I'm not black.
Don't tell me that you're not black.
I know you're black. I don't care what you say.
You can't deny you're black. I know you're black. Okay, so don't try to hide it.
She's not trying to hide it.
No, she did. She just said I'm white. She said I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I'm not a black woman.
No, she didn't say that at all.
I don't know what she's talking about.
She said, I know you think I'm black, but I'm actually white. Yeah, but I am married to a black man.
That.
I forget what she said.
No, she didn't say that.
I said I'm a black woman, and I'm telling you that you're coming across.
All right.
You're coming across making black people look worse by your comments.
You're telling everybody. Yeah, but you see, when you laugh at a black man wearing lime green, you demean him.
I didn't care what
you are. Women are demeaning us with lime green flags.
Yes, he is. All right,
he's laughing.
Good point, Charmaine. Good call, Charmaine. I gotta take a break. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL.
That young lady did not want to listen to sense. While proud black men, are being humiliated by these whites at the PGA. She's out on Hilo doing Tom Selleck bidding.
Well, she never said she was married to Tom Selleck or anything like that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Gerald Fisher with us for another segment as we talk about Tiger Woods and him leaving golf for the time being. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
You know it.
L.A. police were able to extinguish most of the fires, but that didn't stop the crowd from growing increasingly rowdy and violent. And then get a load of what they were doing. People were taking pictures of themselves in front of bonfires holding looted stuff. In other words, a dude rips off some shoes, then takes a picture of himself. He takes a picture of himself committing a crime, and he puts it up on YouTube. Whoa, yeah!
He's back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. If you want to watch us perform our show every night, you can do that by going to philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of our show every night, live streaming audio of our show every night, downloadable as well the next day, a huge archive of great radio. And also visit us at Twitter at twitter.com/philhendryshow, at Facebook, facebook.com/philhendry. And we ain't on MySpace, so... Gerald Fisher, sports writer, independent sports writer, freelance sports writer. We're talking about Tiger Woods. You said you wanted to make a statement about this, the Christy Kerr, is that it?
Yeah, Christy Kerr is a Jewish golfer. Now, I had two Jewish ladies call, and I spoke with them about a half hour ago here on a program, Phil. And these ladies had taken exception to me saying that Tiger Woods had been cyber-whipped, had been tied to a whipping post and cyber-whipped. After Fuzzy Zeller said, boy, you best get now. And
Fuzzy Zeller never said that. You're saying that?
Yeah, he said, go get them collard greens.
I know what he said, but he apologized. Tiger accepted his apology. Let's stick to the point.
All right, well, I'm going to stick to the point. And my point is this. If I'm not allowed to say that he got cyber-whipped, then how would those two ladies, those two Jewish ladies, like it if I said that I want to put Christy Kerr in a worldwide web oven? I don't think they'd like that at all. I don't think either one of them ladies would like it if I said I want to take a Sean Green or the L.A. Dodger, or I want to take any Jewish athlete, Mark Spitz, and I want to slide them into a virtual reality, a man of radar range. I don't want to do that, you know.
Well, I don't understand that, man, because if they find your terminology about Tiger Woods being virtually fire-hosed and having a virtual German Shepherd set upon him, then why would you say that you want to put Sean Green what did you call it? A
worldwide web oven. I said I do not want him there. That's what I'm trying to say. I would stand up for Sean Green if someone wanted to put him in a worldwide web oven.
Well, nobody's talking about that.
You don't get it.
No, I do get it. No one's talking. I don't agree with you when you say that Tiger Woods has been, quote, you know, cyber fire hosed or had a virtual German Shepherd set on him. Here's Rachel on the Phil Hendry Show. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Hello.
You know, talking to you, man, I might as well be talking to a brick wall.
Back at you, man. Go ahead, Rachel.
I just can't believe that this has been made out to be a race issue. It's not a race issue. It's a cheating issue. It has nothing to do with the sports. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything.
Well, then how come they drove him out of this? How come he's not playing golf then? If it's just about him being unfaithful, how come this man has been forced out by the Irish that run the PGA?
What is this Irish thing?
Forced out by the Irish. He's chosen to take a leave of absence from his job.
Yeah, sure. Okay, if you want to believe that, you go right ahead.
Okay, and by the way, I think lime green looks very, very flattering on any person of color.
Unfortunately, that's not how we feel as black men.
Really?
You know.
Well, yeah. I don't know where the whole Irish thing with the whole lime.
I had a young lady. Well, I just had a young lady who is a black woman. She was calling from Hilo, Hawaii.
Yes,
and she knows, all right,
no,
you heard her say, you,
I was listening,
she said,
never said
she
that.
Said that she said
no,
we got to get over our fear of lime green.
Way. She never
what?
Said it was offensive in any way. I was definitely listening. I listened to
no, she didn't think it was offensive. She said that black men need to get over their fear of lime green. That's what she said.
Well, she didn't say that it was offensive by any means.
Not to her. She's a woman. Apparently, you ladies do not understand what I'm saying. I said this is about black men don't want to wear lime green. We're afraid of it.
It's not offensive to her color in any way. It's not what she said.
It's not offensive to her. It's not.
No, the lady's saying that lime green, basically that you know that lady, the girl that we talked to, Charmaine, said that lime green is not offensive to black men.
And she's a black man how? She knows why. She's living with a white man over there.
Very flattering color.
Lady, are you Jewish? Even if you
no.
were, if you would, I would keep you out of a worldwide web oven.
My religion, my sex,
you have selective hearing. You
has
have
nothing to do with it. It has.
You have selective hearing.
The only thing that has to do with is that he cheated. That's it. It's
then why is the man? Then how come the man's not playing golf?
Because
I'll tell you why.
That's the deal with his family.
Yeah. In other words, his wife is bitching at him, and will
it
ruin his life.
Either.
His wife is bitching on him and is hanging on him and tying him to a whipping post.
How is that?
And
how is that?
Was that?
He cheated on her? How is
she? Doesn't she understand? Does that woman understand? Doesn't that woman understand that if that man is not out playing golf?
Because he cheated on her.
Doesn't that man understand? That woman understand? If that man not out playing golf, she is not gonna get. She's not gonna get her hair extension. She's not gonna get her hair braided. If she is not out playing golf to earn a living,
she won't. Okay.
The only way she's going to be degraded if he doesn't earn enough money for her to get those Bahamian hair weaves, and she won't get that nice tight weave. Yeah, well, she's a white woman wearing a weave, and I think that's wrong. That's very wrong.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
About that, too.
Gerald Fisher is with me. More of your phone calls in just a second here at 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Fisher is a freelance writer, sports writer, sports journalist, has covered not only Tiger Woods' career, but has been some 26 years covering professional golf. What the column that you wrote last week and that you filed is with AP is pretty explosive. It's called Call It the Massa.
That is correct, yeah.
Tell me about this.
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, without Tiger Woods, and if I was Tiger Woods, I would say, when I come back from my retirement, I am not playing in your Massa. And we'll see just how long your Massa survive without a big name like Tiger Woods. I think he should boycott a significant number of tournaments. I think he should boycott the tournaments that they need his name recognition in. And I definitely think that he should boycott the Massa because the name is offensive. It is not the Masters anyway without Tiger Woods. And they might as well call it Massa because the way they're treating Tiger Woods, this man would have to go to the little cottage where they put a green jacket. Again, everybody said, what you talk about green? Tiger Woods hates wearing that green jacket, but they make him because they think it's funny. And
Tiger Woods has worn the green jacket many times. He's looked very, very happy.
Yeah, he's gritting his teeth. He's putting it on. He knows he looks like a clown. And every black man looking at that feels sorry for him. And the white man in that cottage that they call Massa's Cottage or whatever they call it.
They don't call it that at all. I mean, you know, you're now beginning to make things up.
Oh, I'm not making anything up.
Well, calling the tournament the Massa does what for Tiger Woods?
It tells everybody that without Tiger Woods, you might as well call it the mess. How about that? Does that make you feel better? Does that ring your bell? I'll go back and I'll rewrite the column and I'll just call it one big foul-smelling mess. The you know.
Well, okay, 877, just didn't make any sense to me. 877-876-PHIL. Larry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Gerald Fisher.
Hey, Phil, I really don't know where to start.
Yes, sir.
Ask what this racist pig you've got on there.
Hey, I'm not calling you any names. I'm not calling you a name. Are you going to start off calling me a name? Is that it? Is that how you want this to go?
I just
want to call you redneck? You want me to call you dumb redneck?
But I should.
Huh? I can't hear you over your CB radio, man. I can't hear you over that CB.
With the way you talked to that lady from Hawaii, I guess you're a male chauvinist pig, too. And since you're such a
you sound like a dumb tobacco juice swallowing cracker. What you feel like? Feel good about that?
At least I'm not just a hillbilly that interrupts people while they're
speaking. No. You are a hillbilly. You are a hillbilly. You tell me to shut up. No white man tell me to shut up.
All right, come on. God.
Listen, come on here, call me a name and all that stuff, and I'll tell you the talk.
Go ahead. Larry, go ahead. Go ahead.
You let him go ahead. You won't let me go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Larry.
How come you let the white man go?
Put this... Yeah.
He can't keep his mouth shut. No wonder he can't hear anything. Since he's such a fashion expert, I guess he wants Tiger to wear a shirt that's about three times too long, comes down to his knees, his pants, showing half his butt. Would that be better?
What is that?
I'm making a call.
What do you mean you're making a call? I got a gentleman on the phone that I want you to listen to.
I'm listening to the man.
He's probably I got to get a
wake-up call tomorrow morning.
Look, Mr. Fisher, you're my guest on a radio show. You have a gentleman here that's on the line. Have some respect. Don't use your phone while a man is talking.
This man going to tell me that black men like lime green. Maybe he likes to wear lime green, and I feel sorry for him if he does.
Oh, I ask you Larry, a question. Since you're such a fashion expert, would you rather see Tiger in shorts? He can't understand English. He does. If you ask him an intelligent question, he can't respond to it.
What question have you asked me, man, that I have not answered? What, give me a question, any question.
Okay, you say lime green looks bad on a black shirt. Would you rather for Tiger to have a long shirt on and shorts showing half his butt on when he's on the national TV after he just won a golf tournament?
So I don't understand. What's that mean, shorts half his butt? What's that mean? I don't understand what that means.
Apparently you don't. You're living in the dark ages.
That's the way black men dress. Is that the way black men dress? There we go. Okay. So you are.
I've seen a black man with shorts halfway down his butt.
I've seen white men dress that way.
I asked you a question. Can you answer yes or no?
No, I never have. I've seen white men.
Phil, this is a good show because I know this has got ratings, brother. But I've never called it.
Hey, this cracker here trying to tell me how a black man dresses. How many black men you seen anyway, okay? I know how a white man dresses.
I never have seen a black man.
Y'all wear a seersucker suit, you know, and you got those floodwear pants, and you got the clodhopper boots, and, you know.
I don't know. I've never seen a white or a black man. I'm living like you. I've got my eyes closed.
I know. No, I think you just don't own a mirror, that's all.
You're such a joke to society.
No, you're a joke to the human race.
You're a freelance writer because you can't do anything else. I understand.
I think you're a joke to the human race.
I may be a joke to the human race.
And all 25 of your kids.
But I'm not a racist.
While you're talking,
they'll show me.
That's on account of black men wear their shorts halfway down the crack of their ass. You spend a lot of time looking at a black man's ass?
That's what you
spend a lot of time. Look at this man. Look at other man's ass. How about that? Look at that man. You know, you should go outside. You should go outside and make sure the still isn't overflowing. You know, because I bet you anything the revenue on his way. What do you think?
How many people listen to this radio station think you're a complete joke?
I think there are a lot of people laughing at you too. Why is this man spend all that time looking at another man's butt?
You're nothing but a racist pig.
No,
that's all you are. I'm calling you that, and I'm laughing at you because I think you're a joke. You told that woman not to laugh at you. I'm laughing at you.
No, okay. You cannot laugh at me. You're not allowed to laugh at me.
You can't.
You're not allowed.
What color you are? Yeah. Because you're a joke.
Yes, it does. You don't like the fact a black man got a sports writing job, and you are still looking at that still, seeing if you can make enough money for a car payment.
I know. I'm getting wealthy. I don't have any money at all.
Oh, that is sad. And here I am paying for your ass. My tax dollar is going to pay for your ass.
Man, I've got 25 kids, I think you said. No, actually, I've got 30. Let's go ahead and up it to 30, okay?
You mean you got to ask me how many kids you got? Okay.
You're the one that told me I had 25. You're the one that told me I had 25.
Right, because I fathered half of them.
All right, what is the point of all of this, huh? What is the point of this?
This guy called up, and he's trying to tell me all about lime green shirt. And the other thing, everything.
You've got a racist male
guys and this dummy, and he's sucking on that. I don't know what, probably carbon monoxide is what his problem is with a raccoon cage in the front seat.
What the hell are you? I think there's no conversation here.
Yeah, that's what I think of your phone call. Do you hear that? Hey.
Phil, this guy is a racist pig, and he has the manners of a possum. I mean, it's just, that's just the way
I don't know. I don't know. I never went out to dinner with a possum like you.
You've got the class.
I never took a possum out. No, you're not. You can't laugh at me. You're not allowed to laugh at a man. I'm paying your welfare check. You can't laugh at me.
Well, I appreciate it too.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any more?
No, you got to hang up.
Anything else to say, Einstein?
Yeah, I do.
Brilliant.
You got to hang up. You have to hang up because I'm the guest you're calling. I get lost.
I'll make that decision. Thank you very much.
No, you won't make that decision. I'm telling to get lost. Hang up.
Well, I'm not lost. I'm found, brother. I found myself a long time ago, and I don't live in a racist world back in the 50s and 60s like you're doing.
Then how come you still, if that's true, you're still using and washing in rainwater in a barrel outside instead of get yourself some PVC pipe and get some of that good central water coming through, you know? And the other thing you ought
to
do is petition that senator that you got and buy yourself a real washing machine instead of squeezing it onto that hand crank thing, you know?
Okay, look at
I'm sorry.
You know, you are racist. And you and that Confederate flag that you wipe your armpit with.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your phone calls. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. And all I can tell you is...
You don't expect me to take a guy like that seriously, do you?
You baited the guy the whole way. From the beginning, Tiger Woods in a virtual whipping post. And I don't want to put any Jews in a worldwide web oven. And then we're moving on to, you know, the Irishman that runs the PGA is humiliating Tiger Woods because he's making him wear lime green. And on and on and on it went until I couldn't take it any longer.
What are you looking at me for?
Nothing. I'm just... We thank Mr. Gerald Fisher, and you can read his online blog at your leisure. All right, coming up, check us out on Twitter, by the way, twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. Also, we're at Facebook, facebook.com/PhilHenry, and our website, philhenryshow.com, The Phil Henry Show.
Hey, wait, hold on. I want to get my website out, man. My website.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Chest pains may signal cocaine use in young patients. Check that out. If you are young and you're getting chest pains, you're using coke, even if you never have. Somebody been feeding it to me in my sleep? No, seriously, cocaine use can sometimes be the hidden culprit when young or otherwise healthy patients complain to doctors of chest pains. Be careful what you tell your doctor, because could be a little bit of angina, could be a little of something. For patients with a suspected heart attack, doctors need to rule out coke use because exposure to the drug can affect their treatment, according to a study of a committee. And by the way, the doctor who was the chairman of this committee, Dr. James McCord, same name of the guy that busted into the Watergate back in 1970, just a little bit of historical...
Yeah, it's great.
Increased blood pressure due to recent coke use can increase the risk of bleeding into the into the brain. Cocaine, no good, baby. No hope with dope. No hope with dope, man. You got to get off that. That's too expensive anyway. Now, pot, on the other hand, even though I've never tried it, they tell me it's really good. Meanwhile, about 1,000 kids, now this is a very good study being done in Great Britain, about 1,000 children as young as 10 are going to be identified as at risk of becoming criminals and will be subject to intensive one-to-one mentoring and training under new plans unveiled yesterday. Schools, social workers, and doctors will be asked to identify pupils whose behavior is threatening to become criminal. And these kids will be assigned to a mentor described by ministers yesterday as an assertive and persistent key worker and made to sign contracts promising to mend their ways. So this is the first I've ever heard of any study, or any effort, I should say, at identifying at a very young age kids who might become prone to a criminal life and trying to literally, with a hands-on approach, change their behavior. This is a £218 million, three-year package aimed at intervening early enough to stop kids adopting criminal behavior. The ministers in the cabinet of the whole thing that they do in England, I don't know, said the measure would be non-negotiable for children and families about which authorities have concerns. If they don't commit to the program, they will face the consequences and possible legal actions such as antisocial behavior orders, according to the Department of Children, School, and Families. So they're going to make the parents as well culpable in the failure of these kids if they do, in fact, fail. Now, I'm not quite sure how this is going to work, and maybe there are some Orwellian aspects to it, but there's a real need to get into the lives of kids, no matter where they are, America, Great Britain, and get into their lives early enough, identify if they are seriously at risk in terms of this antisocial behavior, and begin to do something about it. Now, you know that the FBI, and we're not talking about a group of psychiatrists, the FBI can tell you what to look for in a potential serial murderer, for instance. Now, if you've got, say, a 12-year-old kid who likes to abuse animals, set fires, and wets his bed, you get his DNA to the FBI, because that is what they call that homicidal triangle that we talk about. And there's a likelihood this kid is on his way to just psycho heaven. You know, there's a way to deal with the crime problem. You got to deal with it where it really starts. It's with kids. Now, if it sounds like a bunch of socially liberal crap, well, I dare anybody to come up with a better idea. I mean, I dare them. We need more prisons. Yeah, okay, fine. And we need more laws that restrict. All right, I'm with that. And that'll cure the problem. No, it will not cure the problem. See, right there, that's where you fell down. You were going good when you did the prisons and the crime and, you know, more laws. Now, what else? Well, we have to have the law. No, see, you blew it, Jack. It ain't going to happen with just more prisons and more laws. There's got to be something in the efforts of society to find these kids. What do you want?
I got a call on the line. Let's talk about criminal behavior.
All right, let's go to a phone call now in Minneapolis. Oh.
Yeah.
It's Gary. Hi, Gary. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi, Phil. I'm Gary Dupree. That's me. I wanted to talk to you about my new blog. And I've just got it up on MySpace.com at Gary Dupree, that's me, /Gary Dupree, that's me. And it's a new blog that I think you'd be really interested in hearing about. I'm Gary Dupree, that's me.
All right, Gary. I was in the middle of talking. Bud shouldn't have taken your call. I was in the middle here of talking about crime.
Well, hi, Phil, I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm nervous. Hi, Phil, I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. That's what I wanted to talk about, because my blog talks about Clarence Thomas and why he never speaks. And I'm Gary Dupree, that's me.
What has that got to do, Gary, with what I'm talking about, crime?
Well, because Clarence Thomas never speaks on a... Wait a minute. Hi, Phil, this is Gary Dupree, that's me.
Well, let me ask you a question here, Gary, okay?
I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. What question do you want to ask?
Why do you got to start everything off with that, man?
You don't yell at him.
Hold on.
I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. I'm Gary Dupree, that's me.
Hold on. Hold the line, okay?
I'm Gary Dupree, that's me.
Hold on for a minute. What?
You can't do that. He's OCD. You'll short-circuit him.
What do you put this nut up for, man?
He loves your show. You'd be more compassionate, like Obama said.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you very much. I should be more compassionate.
That's what Obama said. You ought to do it.
Whatever. I'm sorry, Gary. I apologize. Tell me about how Clarence Thomas not talking has something to do with the crime wave. And where are you, by the way? Because I'm hearing...
Oh, I'm Gary Dupree. That's me, Phil. I'm at my pond.
You're at your pond.
Hi, Phil. I'm Gary Dupree. That's me. Yes, we have a pond here on the back edge of our property. We border White Bear Lake out here in St. Paul. I'm Gary Dupree. That's me.
You're at a pond near your property. All right, Gary, so what's the...
I'm Gary Dupree. That's me. Clarence Thomas has not talked for many years, and I believe that he is keeping something inside that could be a criminal problem if it's not addressed. I'm Gary Dupree. That's me.
What criminal problem?
I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. I think he's still upset about the pubic hair on the Coke can, and I can understand, and my blog is going to be about that. I'm Gary Dupree, that's me.
The pubic hair on the Coke can. Are you telling me that he is still worried about, he's still thinking about his nomination, the appointment hearings in the Senate?
I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. I think he's still very upset that woman slandered him and said that she said... I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. She said there was a pubic hair in a Coke can, and he made a joke about it. I'm Gary Dupree, that's me.
All right, so what do you think? He's going to...
I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. I think he's probably seething, and that's why he hasn't spoken. I think if you were to ask him, Judge Thomas, what are you talking or thinking about? I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. Judge Thomas, what are you thinking about when you are sitting there not saying anything? Are you thinking about the gun ban? And I think he would say, and I'm going to do an impression now. I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. I do impressions. Well, I think that pubic hair...
All right, Gary, no impressions, okay?
I'm Gary Dupree. That's me. I'm Gary Dupree. That's me.
Gary, no impression.
No, you can't do it. You short-circuited him.
Gary, I'm sorry, okay?
I'm Gary Dupree. That's me.
Gary, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're going to short-circuit a guy. Don't ever yell at him.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm Gary Dupree. That's me. I'm Gary Dupree. That's me. I'm Gary Dupree.
Put him on hold for a minute. What are you trying to do to this show? Well, I got to talk. Do I look like Dr. Laura here? I'm dealing with some guy with OCD. The guy's talking. Now he's doing the most racist, offensive impression.
You got to let him just work his way back into society. He hasn't never been laid.
What, is that a disease all of a sudden? I don't care if he's never been laid. Is that my job? Gary, I apologize, man.
I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. I'm Gary Dupree.
I apologize, Gary. Tell me about Justice Thomas hasn't spoken because he's still burning up over the pubic hair on the Coke pan. On the Coke can.
I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. He's angry about that. And if I were talking to Justice Thomas, and if you go to Gary Dupree, that's me, if you go to MySpace.com, hi, Phil, I'm Gary Dupree, that's me. If you go to www.myspace.com/GaryDupree, that's me. You'll hear me, Phil, or someday, as soon as I'm Gary Dupree, that's me, as soon as...